before George's illness, they had given him a pavilion in Sabina Park, you know, because before there are pictures of his of function in his honor in about 2 years ago, before he got really critically ill and couldn't come out again. But Jamaica, in my opinion, really did pay honor to George on several occasions. On several occasions. It is there, in, as Foggy could tell you, if they kept up with correspondence and news.
How do you reflect the years with George Headley playing for the rest of his team? I understand you just played two test matches, right?
Yes.
How can you reflect those years?
Well, I think that he's, if not the greatest, one of the greatest. And as Foggy and produced statistics to show him that he carried the weight of a weak team. His performances really cannot be compared with the days even of Warren, Walcott, Vivian Richards, Grange and them today, Bradman, Hammond and them, who had Woodford, Ponsford and Australia, who had all those men behind. He carried a team of pygmies, the Atlas, the Giant, and he really was carrying a team that really we were actually in ability, pygmies to him, and he carried us wonderfully. I would just reflect on the second test, and I could fractionize the performance here in roughly 106 out of 227 in the first innings at Lord's, 107 out of 225, and if you cut it short and fractionize it, it could work that 45% of the runs was made by him. And we all left him there. My stay with him there was very brief, so was quite a few of us. And that is what made him the greatest. And in his time, if you can recall the writings of Neville Cardus, who was the greatest sports writer in his time, he said that Headley was the greatest cricketer that he has seen, because Headley could bat on a wicket in any condition, any time, change it any time of the day, while the others had to depend on the steamroller and the perfect gate to make their centuries.